So I'm getting a little derailed lately. Yes, that's how we're going to open up today. This is episode 14 of Delicate Wrinkles. I am your host, James Gilmartin. And all day today, I have been a little bit panicked, freaking out, obsessing over how to open today's episode. So this is Progress Report 5. It has been 2 weeks since publishing of the last episode. Episode 13 with Bob, Panic with Bob. I thought it went well. I was glad he joined me last week. I had hoped to get another guest. However, this particular guest going through some stuff, so no pressure on him. Don't want to push anybody into doing something that they don't feel they're ready to do at the time, especially if they're dealing with some mental issues, emotional and mental issues, as we all deal with from time to time. But it was good, the 2 weeks. Gave me a chance to think a lot about what to discuss in this progress report, and I've been thinking a lot about thinking, which we'll get into here in a little bit. First, a little bit of an update. Something I forgot to mention in the episode with Bob, like the turmoil, I don't know if that's the right word I want to say, the frustrations with my current doctor and filling out my prescriptions in a timely manner, that continues. There was the issue with my Adderall, the ADD meds. I called good 8-9 days before I ran out. I always give them more than a week notice now, of course, but I don't know why, because it seems to be the same frustrating fiasco every month. So I go in on Friday, and they're like, oh, it's not ready yet. And the thing of it is he just has to sign it and electronically submit it to my pharmacy. So I'm like, well, I need to chill here. Like, my wife's been calling, I've been calling, like, you know, I run out, I'll be out Monday. And they're like, well, on here it shows, you know, that we don't need to fill until Monday. I go, I know. However, is he going to be here Monday? Like, oh no, he doesn't come in on Mondays. I'm like, exactly. That's why we typically, if I run out on a Sunday or Monday, he writes it on Friday, you know, because he's not here on Mondays. Going a day without your meds is not good. with as high a dosage as I take and been not used to it for so many years, and, you know, being on ADD meds and then going straight off it is, whoo, man, it hurts. It hurts bad. So, of course, that happened. Wasn't ready, so we called. It was funny, the runarounds we kept getting, but finally I was able to get up Monday afternoon. I'll be switching doctors soon, it looks like. I've got a meeting set up in March. So that's good. That's positive. Then there was the issue of getting my Zoloft on time. And what's funny is the medical center I go to, they will fill Zoloft. That's a medication they carry and will fill, so I get that for free. Well, this one, I actually, because, you know, I heard you could get terrible headaches, that it's not good to miss a dose. You know, you don't want to miss a dose of Zoloft. If you feel you're getting to a point where you don't need any more, you have to, like, slowly wean yourself off it. Well, luckily, I had some extra that I was able to get a hold of, but it was a good 10 days, I believe. No, not 10. Maybe 10 days after I was supposed to get it that it finally got written up and filled. It's like, I had to call, like, the administration to get, and they got it done, like, that day, man. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But what's worse is I heard, like, read reviews and stuff that other patients, you know, have made the same claim. So I'm like, man, like, is the dude unhappy with his job, or is he taking too much? Like, because you can't be, like, doing that with people in their meds, man. You know, like, you can't be dropping the ball on that. Like, there's lawsuits waiting to happen there, especially if someone drops dead because their prescription wasn't written out. And I know, like, I'm not going to drop dead from not taking my Zoloft or my Adderall. However, you know, an immediate, like, withdrawal of, like, both meds or, you know, I don't know. I know it wouldn't be good mentally. Like, you can't do that to a person. So, but, whew. And what sucks is, like, my Adderall's going to run out here in about 7 days, and I'm going to have to go through the whole process again. It's going to be even worse because Oklahoma's got some weird laws. The ironic thing is, like, because it was done late, my pharmacy they submitted to only had 41 available, 41 pills. So they said, oh, we got one right before yours. That we had to fill them. Like, of course you would get one right before mine. Mine should have been in Friday, and I would have gotten all 45, but instead it's very late and came in after someone else's, and so I only get 41. Oklahoma law is, if that's all they have, if whatever you fill that day, that's all you get. You can't come back the next day and get whatever pills you have remaining, which to me is so stupid. Like, the laws on it are so, they frustrate me, because it's like, the meth heads are going to get what they need to make their meth, no matter how many laws you put out there. Like, it's not hurting them, it's hurting those of us who need it. You know, there's so many strict laws on this, but there's still a bunch of meth heads out there. Like, their numbers haven't dropped. All it's done is made the Adderall cost more for those of us who need it and harder to get. It's like, good job. You know, that was really thinking. You really got the meth heads there, government. No, you didn't at all. But it is a frustrating thing to have to experience that, you know, because that always seems to be the reaction people take. It's like, oh, that has amphetamines in it. They can use that to make their meth and do all this stuff. Yeah, of course they could. There's a whole lot of other stuff. And they keep, like, trying to outlaw all these things or limit how much can be bought, but people are still buying it. And I'm like, well, you know, obviously there's something bigger going on, you know, because they want this stuff so badly. They keep finding ways. So, so, yeah, I'm going to have to try and get them to fill it 4 days earlier. Well, not 4 days, because four pills is 2.5 days, because I take 1.5 per day. That's right, yeah. So, that's going to be an interesting conversation. I saved my receipt, though, and the printout that shows I only got 41. So, that should be fun. I'll be sure to go into great length and detail in the next episode. Bit of reasons for the delay. I've been really, really kind of overthinking things, wondering, like, if people are listening, if they're getting something from it, if I'm doing a good job. You know, I after a time, and I mentioned it before, I get really hard on myself about things. I overthink. Then I start to obsess over, you know, like, doing the podcast. Or I've obsessed, like, I need to write. I need to do the podcast. And I'm not thinking about the content anymore. I'm thinking about just the action. And, of course, you can't get any inspiration or any good ideas when I'm you're thinking like, oh, I need to do the podcast, I need to do the podcast, I need to do the podcast, I need to write, I need to write, I need to paint, I need to do this, that. It's like, that's all you're thinking about. Like, you're not thinking of any story, you're not thinking of any topics. And you just wasted a lot of time. And I've been really like learning how to break away from that. Because it's something I do a lot. And I think a lot of it comes down to how, like, when I was younger, you know, not realizing I had ADD, and you can be a real big procrastinator. Like, but I would procrastinate, but in the back of my head, I'd always be obsessing about it. And, you know, growing up like that, it's how my brain see things as normal. Like, to my brain, that's normalcy because I've done it for so long. And heck, like, I'm just learning how to, like, kind of let it go and to allow my mind to think differently. Because what I'll do is, if I have, like, say, a project or a task, something I have to do, but not necessarily right then, or, you know, I'm not able to because maybe I had to call my student loan people to get an extension, or like, you know, like, hey, you know, a couple month hardship or something, and that's never a big deal. However, if like I keep forgetting to call before, like, during my break at work or something like that, by the time I get off work, I'm like, crap, they're closed. But what I'll do is I always remember things like at the worst moment, like I'm in the middle of work, like I just finished my lunch or just finished my break, and then I think about it, and so I'll obsess over it until the task is completed. Like currently, I from time to time I sell things on eBay, mainly magic cards, and you know, I've got an item that I sold, and it's a larger item than I've sold before. It's kind of heavy too, but I got some bubble wrap for it. But it sold yesterday. Kind of in the back of my mind, I haven't been able to stop thinking about like making sure the box I have is the right size for it to fit in. Making sure, like, you know, how much is postage gonna be? Is, you know, I hope it's not over a certain price. You know, just like really thinking about it. And it's like there's nothing I can do right now. It sold after the post office closed. Like, I have to let it go. There's nothing I can do until Monday. Like, tonight I went to Walmart and I got some more bubble wrap and some packing tape, and I'll get it all ready. I'll print out, you know, where it's supposed to go and put it on there. But other than that, I mean, it's out of my control until I go to the post office tomorrow. No, but my mind's trying to be like, no, you know, we can't stop thinking about it until the task is complete. Because somewhere in my mind, I'm like, if I do stop thinking about it, I'll forget. It's like, no, I'm not. I do that a lot, like, until the task is complete, until the project is finished, I won't stop thinking about it. And it sucks because it doesn't make me productive. It actually has the opposite effect. Because then I'm just in my head, and in a way it's selfish because I'm not able to observe what's going on around me and really listen to other people and be there for other people and listening. Instead, I'm like too focused on this task or project. So I've been practicing mental exercises with it, and it's been helping a lot. Like, you know, of course, I'm still new at this, so it's going to take time, but it has been getting better. Like, it's tax season now. I always do the taxes, and I always get obsessed about when I'm going to get all our W-2s and 1099s and 1095s and all that jazz we need. And I'll be so glad for next year because, like, I really like this job. I don't plan on going anywhere else, you know, I've been really enjoying it. So I'm like, all right, I should only have one W-2 next year. Because this past year, it was crazy. Because, like, after teaching for nearly 7 years, you know, I quit and tried DHS. That didn't work. And then went on to the VA. But so I had three W-2s. It's like, And the third one did not come until yesterday. And I had had all the rest for like 2 weeks. Yeah. And so I've been waiting, like, come on, like, people who work at my old job at DHS, I'm like, have you all gotten yours yet? And they're like, no, not yet. They usually just put them in our desks, at our desk, like in our seat. I'm like, dang it, do they wait till like the end of the month? And they're like, I can't remember how it was last year. And I'm like, oh, that doesn't help me. And heck, if they did remember it, it wouldn't help me anyway, because I'd still have to wait, because it was gonna get mailed to me. And I realized that. I was like, you know, this is a problem I have. I obsess over things until it's done, until it's complete. And it keeps me from growth, from enjoying things, from listening to other people, from just living the moments as we're supposed to. And so I, with great reservation, I got myself to quit thinking about it. And I actually was going to try and look and find an old pay stub, because I know for 5 of the 7 months I got paid with the DHS, how much I got paid, what was taken out in taxes were all the same. The other 2 months, of course, the first one wasn't, because like my start day was like 2 days after payroll had started, so of course that was a little bit different. And then my last paycheck, I was off payroll like a week before it was completed, so it was like it was weeks less pay or something. So I knew those two, but I was like, if I can find a pay stub from the other 5 months, I'll be able to kind of calculate it and get a general idea. Because I'm like, I need to know how much I'm getting back from federal, but how much I'm going to have to pay for state. Because it seemed to never fail that I can always, we'll always get money back for federal, but we'll always have to pay some into state. It's like, ah. So I was like, because after filling in all the other stuff, it was saying I was going to get like $4,000 from Fed and $300 from state. And I was like, well, that's going to drop. Like, I know it is, because the one at DHS, I know I did not set it up to take enough taxes out. Now, this job I have, I learned my lesson, so to say. But I kept thinking about it, and I was like, man, until that paper's in my hand, I'm going to have no idea. So to obsess over it, I'm going to either think I'm getting more than we are, or we're getting way less, and I'm going to panic. Neither is going to be good, because it's not good to make plans for money you don't yet have. It's not good to panic over deficits you don't know you're going to have. So I stopped, took some breaths, you know, calm myself, doing some of the mental techniques and exercises I've been reading about and trying to practice. You know, and it helped. Did some prayer, realized, you know, I'm a person of faith, and I don't believe, you know, like, God wants people to think like that, you know, to panic over something that's a hypothetical, or make plans over something that's hypothetical. Like, you don't win either way. And so I was like, all right, it'll come when it comes. When it comes, I'll finish taxes. I'm like, all right. So it came yesterday. I was like, all right. I opened it. I was like, well, all right. I was like, this shouldn't be too bad. Plugged it in. You know, the $4,000 from Fed dropped to $1,600. It was still pretty good, $1,600. I'm like, hey, can't complain. Then we owe state $500, which I'm like, well, that's not bad. That's like $400 less than we owed them last year. So I was like, all right, this will be fine. And see, like, that's not what I had had in mind at first, like how much state was going to be and how much federal. And so I was like, you know what, that's good that I, you know, quit obsessing over it. Having to learn to do that, it's been tough, because I guess I didn't realize how much I did it, like how I nonstop think about something until it's completed. Because I guess I feel like, I don't know, like I have to think about it. It's like this, you know, same if I've screwed up, or, you know, I'm in celebrate recovery, so it's like we go over addictions we've had, hang-ups, hurts, you know, like, oh, when I'd smoke, you know, if I was going through times trying to quit, anytime I had one, for a good 30 minutes to an hour or something after having one, I'd obsess over, like, the guilt I felt, because I was like, as if there was a duration of time I had to obsess over where I felt like I felt guilty enough, like I've paid my penance or dues enough to where I don't need to think about it anymore, because I've gone a long enough time where I've quit, you know. But it's like, you can't stop a bad habit when you think in that, when you take that approach of thinking. So this is all the type of stuff I've been thinking about past 2 weeks, you know, like, because I do it with bills, like, oh, are we going to have enough? We'll have exactly this month. And constantly keep in my mind until every bill is paid. And it's like, you can't do that, man, because sometimes there's a good week or two between bills, and every day I'm obsessing over it until it's completed. Like, it's out of my hands with a lot of it, and it keeps me from, like, fully appreciating my kids, my wife, my friends. And so it's very important, and I know I'm not the only one who does stuff like this, because I realize, like, I've missed a lot by letting my mind out of control like this, like letting emotion and thought just get out of hand, get out of control, where it's like, it's whimsical almost, like it does what it wants when it wants. It just goes, not with a flow, but just responds and then just latches to something until that something is taken care of. I do it with my meds, like this, like every, toward the end of every month, I start to, and that's actually when I start to have like a slip up or derail in positive thinking and balance between emotion and reason. I start to get real emotional, start to let hopelessness come back in when I think that, because, I mean, any abrupt change for me freaks me out, especially when it's an abrupt change in my daily routine, like taking my meds, because I know what I'm like when I'm off it, when I can't focus. I hate not being able to focus, and I get the worst headaches, and I can't sit still, and it frustrates me. And so, but I get real down because it makes, you know, like I start to think it's personal that the doctor cares so little for me. And so I make it a personal thing, I obsess over it, and I start to freak out. And so it's like that's the next thing to work on with my meds. Heck, I've done it a ton with the novel, with my novels. Like, I will obsess over a story, like what's going to happen in each chapter, every bit of detail. I'll obsess until it's completed. And it's like, I have, like, had conversations with people while I'm doing this, been in work meetings. I couldn't tell you what went on during those meetings or conversations. I've done it during a movie. Couldn't remember what the movie was about because, like, the novel wasn't complete. The idea is, like, it's like if I got to a problem, I could not think of anything else until it's complete. Sometimes that'd be days, weeks. It's like, oh my gosh, man, I've got to learn to put things on pause. And that's difficult, especially when you're 35 and you're just realizing this. It's like, yeah, I need to learn to put things on pause in my brain. with my emotions or with my obsessions. I think a lot of us do, you know. How do we put on a pause? Because emotional discord can occur. When we get overwhelmed with it, we say stupid things or we do things like ill-advised things, ill-advised actions and responses. Because we don't know how to pause our emotion. Like, stop, breathe, and really think clearly on it. Like, is this a legit feeling? Or is it just a immediate response, you know, because we got to think, like, if we haven't, like, properly trained ourselves mentally, spiritually, and emotionally to handle certain events or occurrences and, like, our immediate response, what gives us the nerve or right to think our immediate response is the correct one? You know, that's what I always thought, like, are we justified with our immediate responses? You know, and sometimes we are. Some things are just inherently, like, obvious. You know, like, if you have an immediate response, like, toward racism, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe people would still be, you know, like, a negative response toward it. You know, that's understandable, but there's other things, more subtle things, little things. You know, I think it's why there's so much, so many arguments that occur that wouldn't if we had paused for a moment, you know, and just really think. It's like, is this how I want to respond? Am I just going to assume this person is doing this out of spite? You know, because they might not be, you know. Or are they doing this for attention? They might not be. But if we just always go with our immediate response and stick with that, it's really hard to change our mind. Then we just get in a big argument and nothing gets resolved. And a lot of times it's all about that immediate response. Because we do it in our thoughts and what we say to people. You know, if whenever we have a conversation or argument with a person, if we weren't like allowed to give a retort for, like, say, 15 minutes. I'm not even going to say, like, 1 minute, because that's not long enough. Like, say anytime someone said something that pissed you off, like, you had to leave the room for 15 minutes. And the conversation might go differently. I don't know. Because some of us sure as hell could hang on to some anger and just use that time to really break a person's spirit down, so maybe that wouldn't be the most helpful. But just imagine, though, pausing and being consciously aware of it, you know, because our immediate responses, because I think about the immediate, like, I've always had a problem with the immediate response, immediate change. Like, that's my problem. Like, I obsess over something until the change occurs. I obsess over something until it's completed. And that's not going to make it go any faster. In fact, that could, you know, slow it down, deter progress. So I haven't done myself any favors by obsessing over it until it gets completed. Actually, most likely prevented it from getting done in a timely manner. Or maybe I missed an important detail because I was too busy obsessing over a detail that didn't matter. I do it with the game Magic the Gathering. When I was heavy into deck building, like, and trying to play in some tournaments, I would write in my notebook all day, not be aware of what's going on at work or at home, because it's like I had to build it perfectly and I couldn't stop thinking about it until it was done. You know, so like example after example after example, like I could not stop thinking about it until it was done. And so to me, like right now where I'm at, that's a big deal. Like that's a big issue. And so it's like, well, that's what I'm going to work on. That's any time that I'm going to do what I can to be cognitively aware of when it occurs, when it's happening, so that I can train my brain, train myself, my whole being to become aware of when it occurs and how to, I guess, guide it into a better way of thinking. Realize solutions aren't going to be immediate. Solutions aren't guaranteed to come if I'm constantly just because I'm constantly thinking on it. Sometimes, you know, to pause from it, especially when the moment dictates, my attention needs to be elsewhere. You know, and so it's just I've been thinking so much about this. And actually it's led me to think about, because it's actually, it's something that was said at church. It was there's this thing, and it was at CR last week. It's about all about renewing our mind. A renewal of the mind is, from Romans 12. It's about the renewal of the mind, and got me thinking a lot, you know, like renewal of our mind. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot lately how Christianity is like, man, it's a lot bigger on psychology than I think people would ever give it credit for, because, man, Jesus talks so much about like how we think, how we treat one another, you know, how things affect the soul, affect the mind, and it's more than just the physical realm. And, so I've been like really just responding to what I've been hearing at church and, you know, reading in the Bible. But the renewal of the mind, I got to thinking, I was like, cool. For some reason it led me to the thought of the word change. Because like for a long time being in church, you hear the word, you know, you need to change this or change that. And it's like, you know, I think we've been using the wrong word. You know, when becoming a Christian and stuff, it's not that we're changed. It's the idea of being made, being put in the process of completion, being made complete, fuller. We're a fuller person. We're more whole. Meaning like each day, you know, I put aside myself, go toward God. I'm becoming more James than I was the day before. It's not that I'm changing. I'm becoming more of who I was meant to be. So it's more of a fulfilling. And when we become more of the person we're supposed to be, becoming more who we are, the negative things in our mind, in our thoughts, in our actions, we begin to refrain from, like we put them aside. We're not changing. We're becoming more whole, more human, like more like Christ. So I'm like, okay, renewal. Not change, but renewal. Becoming whole, complete. All right. How do we do that with our mind? Renewal of the mind. Well, it's all with our thoughts. And by thoughts, I don't mean like our thought on a particular topic, you know, or because that's actually the word used there should be opinion or idea. Now, a thought is like how we think each day, what we're thinking on, what we're dwelling on, what we're obsessing over, what we're considering, what we're contemplating. How are we using our mind each day? You know, I got to thinking lately. For a long time, really. I mean, I go into patterns. But it's like, all right, I gotten in this pattern. I wake up, and I'm on the phone, and I'm looking at, like, Twitter and Facebook and YouTube videos, all right? So I'm really having no thoughts. My brain isn't really active in that. It being a cold medium, there's no real thought, you know, like. And so, not really doing much for my brain. no, not doing much psychologically for myself that's healthy there. However, when I go through the times where I'm reading, I'm more engaged, I'm more contemplative, and my mind is growing and kind of being more aware, I guess, not being so flippant or blasé. You know, because when you get in the habit of just staring at a screen and you're not actually like reading, you know, reading a content that makes you like think, like go beyond emotion, you know, then mind gets sluggish, lazy, weak. And so when emotional crisis hits, or you know, like, is your mind prepped to respond well to it? And so I'm like, well, no, it wouldn't be, would it? So I just keep thinking, you know, how do we think? And it's like, how have I been thinking? What have I been spending my thoughts on? You know, when I have time to think. You know, like during the day at work, it's fine. Like I'm on the phones. And so I'm using my mind to help these people out, which is cool. But what about when I'm not at work? Like in the morning, where are my thoughts? How am I spending them? You know, it's a little bit different from time. You know, because our thoughts, sometimes they can seem so infinite, like these electrical impulses that dance around in our brain. You know, but we will our thoughts in certain directions. Am I thinking about God? Am I thinking about, you know, a novel? Am I thinking about, you know, my wife, my kids? Are we thinking about football, basketball? Am I thinking about Magic the Gathering? Am I thinking about a porn star? You know, like, what am I thinking about? Am I thinking about my friends, my family? Am I thinking about a task I have to do later? You know? Am I thinking about a TV show, a movie? Am I thinking at all? I got to thinking, like, you know, how we think really is going to dictate how we're able to respond to emotional stimuli later, how we respond to emotional events, how we respond to arguments, how we respond to negative occurrences or changes. If we're not using our mind in a way that strengthens it, that develops it better, we're just leaving ourselves open to have either, like, later in life a nervous breakdown, just a collapse of rational thinking in time of emotional distress. And it keeps us in an infinite loop or pattern of bad behavior. Like, you know, do we always worry when it comes to bill time or a certain time per month, or in, you know, Christmas time, are we always doing this? Like, if we're not training our brain to do otherwise, then how do we think it's going to be any different? You know, like for me, with how I spend money, I'm too impulsive. I don't like it. Okay, so if at some point each day, if I'm not training my mind how to respond better, what's going to happen next payday? Probably going to do the same thing again. Why? Because when that temptation to impulsively buy something shows up, I haven't trained my mind how to combat it. You know, there's some people out there that thinks it's easy to just say, well, tell your mind no. Like, really? That's when I have at times have to call bullshit on a person and realize, and that's when I had to get into my head and be like, okay, I got to remember, there's people who can sound very confident in a lie. So I can't believe everything they say, even though they sound so confident in what they're saying that, you know, I can't just believe they're telling the truth. But, I mean, think about, like, anything you struggle with, how do you expect yourself to, I guess, overcome the struggle if you're not training yourself how to. You know, sitting and watching TV isn't going to help my mind be prepared the next time I'm tempted to impulsively spend money. Playing video games isn't going to train my mind. You know what is? Meditating, praying, reading, thinking about it. Coming up with a game plan like, okay, next time I get paid, let's try some different things out. You know, it's all about accountability, but also training. Like, you gotta treat your brain, your mind, your thoughts like you would your body. Like, if you're an athlete, you know, you gotta physically train. When we're first learning how to drive, we have to practice. Most of us think, you know, try to drive with both feet when we first start driving. Took some practice. We didn't just jump in there and we're great at it. There's some people, though, who'll say, oh, no, I was really good at it. Again, most likely bullshit. But we have to be very cognizant. Like, just, things just don't magically get better. We don't become more whole just by sitting around. We have to take some sort of action. We have to take a step forward. For me, I'm realizing, okay, it's not just going to be the meds. I've got to do the mental exercises too. Or else I'm just another one of those people who I've met before that are on meds, but still in their same routine. The meds are there to help me get out of the bad routine, you know, get my mind more clear to do the work that needs to be done. Mental exercise. That's what it all boils down to. Like, it's important for all of us too. And I don't know, like, what I've been reading is, you know, the internet and the amount of TV we have access to hasn't been around long enough to get a lot of extensive studies done. Especially with, like, cell phone, like, screen time, tablets. But it can't be helping. You know, like, when we go into cognitive battle, let's say, you know, those of us with mental disorders, we're going to have more frequently. But we got to prep, you know, watch a TV, go into a video game, you know, jerking off to a dirty magazine, or they even sell magazines anymore. Or watching something on the computer, or, you know, whatever it is. You know, when we get into where we're just wanting to blank out for a bit. And I get that. I understand. Sometimes you just need your brain to stop thinking for a bit. That's totally acceptable. But when that's all we do day to day and we're not taking time to actually train our brain to better respond, we're not going to get anywhere. That's why I'm so stoked that a week from tomorrow, I'm going to the late shift at work. I'm real excited. I'll be working 10 to 7. Does this, not 10 to 7, 10 to 6:30. Does this mean I'm thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to sleep in? Nah. I'll still be getting up at like 6 o'clock. As I'll help Christina with the kids, and then I'll take Addison to school. Probably take Colin to school as well. But then, from like 7:45 till about 9:45 when I'll leave for work, I will get that time to do the mental exercises I'm talking about, to really prepare for the day. To do some writing, to do the podcast. Because actually, like, now I'm like, sweet, I can actually record during the day. You know, I don't have to wait till the end of the day. Because, as you may have guessed, if, you know, been really paying attention, all through the day, in the back of my head, I'm obsessing until I'm like, all right, until I tell my wife I'm going to the office to record. She's like, okay. I'm always worried how people are going to respond to it. If I've got enough content to hit an hour. And, oh man, you know. But I keep doing it because I enjoy it. Because once I get started, I have fun with it. I really enjoy it. Same with writing. I've come to accept I'm always going to have self-doubt. And, you know, the best way to overcome it is to just sit down and do what I know I can do. Because once I get flowing, all that negative thought goes away and I start to feel that complete person, the real James, come out. How we're meant to be, each one of us. So, but it's all going to start, you know, for me, I'm going to pray. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to train my mind with how to respond. But to do that, you know, got to turn off the TV. Doesn't mean I can't ever watch it. Nah. What it means is I don't need to be spending from like 8 to like 11 just doing that. You know? But we all do it. Does that mean I think negatively of you? No. Not at all. I know what it's like. Sometimes there's this false sense of comfort with it. I mean, I know. I've watched so much TV my whole life. Because that visual media, man, I get it. I remember what I see. I love it. But it's not real. It doesn't engage my mind. And so, it's like, all right. I need to make sure that my mind comes first. Like, before I can give my mind a break, I gotta give it some real exercise. And worrying about stuff isn't real exercise. I gotta train my mind how to break free from certain negatives in my life. So yeah, I'm excited about it. And I hope it's something we can all get on board with, because it's the only time that we can really, like, see things improve. I'm not talking, like, globally. I mean, like, within ourselves, within our families, within our friendships. Like, you know, it'll be good. I'm excited. I'm really excited. Yeah, because I miss getting up early and just being by myself, having a cup of tea, just reading from the Bible, and then doing some praying and meditating. Man, it's like, get really in the zone and calm, and I feel like my mind is really able to handle anything thrown at it. But then when it's the opposite, when I'm just on the computer or watching TV, or heck, man, there's times where I'm just like looking through Twitter or Facebook or watching a bunch of YouTube videos. Like, I don't respond well to things. Like, things catch me off guard, or I find myself obsessing over other things more, and then I get into the cycle. I'm like obsessing. I'll watch TV because that kind of breaks away from the obsessions for a little bit. If I'm able to find something that could take my attention away from what I'm obsessing over, I'll be good. But doing that doesn't train my mind with how to properly deal with it. So I'm going to figure it out. Doesn't mean I'll figure it out completely, but I'm gonna do something different about it. So, but yeah, and I don't know. Oh, there's something I forgot to say. Like, I'm real excited. As y'all know, a couple weeks ago I had Bob on. Last week, I believe it was last weekend. Man, days are all blah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like last Sunday after church. Was it? Maybe it was the Sunday before. Anyway, no, it was. Yeah, it was last Sunday. So Bob and Eva come over, because Eva was going to teach my wife how to make preserves. She brought all these peaches and apricots and oranges for orange marmalade, and we have in our fridge like 8 or 9 jars. I've eaten 2 of them. I love this stuff. Apricot or the peach might be my favorite. I like the marmalade too, though. They're all really good, but it's homemade and my wife and Eva spent hours on it. My wife knows how to make it now, and it's like, oh, it's the best stuff. Like, I just want to take a jar of it with me and just eat out of it with a spoon. But that, I can't be healthy. I think I'm going to get diabetes. I really hope not. But yeah, that's been a nice treat to have. It's a good thing to focus on. Not focus on, but to be thankful for, you know. Like, we get jam. We get preserves. It's cool and it's cheap, you know. Like, because we have, like, I mean, that's going to last us a while. Like, 8 or 9 jars. Jeez. But yeah, I got a bunch of jam. Just been having fun. Going to get this package for eBay. I'm going to wrap it up, get it ready. Ready to ship tomorrow. Heck yeah. But I'm not going to obsess over it. I'm not going to obsess over the shipping cost or if I'll get to the post office on time. It'll all be well. But, you know, like, I won't be able to say that fully and convincingly until I've trained my mind to really be able to accept it. So that's my plan for tomorrow morning. Instead of watching TV or playing a game or something, gonna like do what, find good methods, you know, to get my mind ready for the day, get my soul ready for the day. So if any of you come up with some good ideas, hit me up, let me know, I'd love to hear it. But yeah, I encourage all of you to come up with good ways in the morning and at night to really train your brain, get your soul on track, you know, and so that you're ready for when the unexpected comes. You guys have a good evening.